Office Christmas Party in theaters Friday. Courtney B. Vance is on the phone. He's in Office Christmas Party. What's up, man?
Hey, Mr. Tom.
I haven't seen you since the dedication for the African American Museum, and you wouldn't sit down.
I pity the people who were sitting behind me because they couldn't see nothing. I was so excited.
You were so excited. He would not.
And
he would not sit down.
And nobody could say, Courtney, sit down.
No.
Sit down. No, I'm not sitting down.
Mr. Cochran,
that's my president.
Would you please
I'm sitting. I'm standing up.
Not even his wife could tell him to sit down. Well, she was on stage, so.
He was on stage. She was backstage, so she couldn't tell me nothing.
And I mean, he stood 3 hours, this whole thing lasted. He stood the entire 3 hours.
Oh, it was a great
At one
day.
Time, he stood in the seat.
Did I do that?
Yes.
How do you know all this?
Because I was one of the people
behind you. He was right behind you.
Oh, that was you behind me? Y'all are too funny. Don't make me laugh.
Office Christmas Party looks funny, man.
Oh, I'm laughing. I saw it again last night. I laughed all the way through it. It's hysterical.
Now, you play Walter Davis, and Walter is a potential client of the company that's having the Christmas party?
He's a client, and they need him to salvage their company because they're about to go under,
mm-hmm.
and they need to close him. And they need this $14 million deal to float their company because Jennifer Aniston is going to, her character, she's going to close the company. And so they come up with this grand idea for me to learn the culture of the company by coming to their office Christmas party. And, you know, it's not going well, to say the least, until, boom, the snow machine gets involved. And there it is.
And there it is.
What do you know about office Christmas parties?
What do I know about an office Christmas party?
Yes.
What do you know about an office Christmas party? I don't work in an office, so I don't know.
That's why I was saying you're a good actor. Cause...
Oh, I see. What do you know? I don't know nothing about the office Christmas party. I can imagine they can be very tricky.
Yeah.
There's a reason why we don't have an office Christmas party anymore, Courtney.
Oh, I see. You give gifts. So is that what you do?
Yeah. Well,
is Jennifer Aniston raunchy in this movie as well?
She has a good time. Let me put it like that. She has a great time. Everybody, I think, has a wonderful time because everybody is challenged to go in a direction they're not usually they're not used to going in. And Jennifer, I mean, she surprises us all and with what you think how she is and what she thinks she's going to be. She's definitely not the girl next door in this one. And then exactly where she goes in this one is just I love it. I love seeing her do her thing in this movie. So it's very exciting.
How's Christmas looking at your house? Because what, the twins
With
are
the
like
twins.
10? Are they 10 now?
Are they 10?
They're going on 11. Yeah, they'll be 11 next year, the beginning of next year.
So what do they want for Christmas?
You know, I don't really know what they want for Christmas. We're not big on electronics and things like that for the children. We've gone in the direction of, you know, get a book,
good for
read.
You.
And so there's no Xboxes, there's no video games. We don't do that. So probably some clothes and some books and I'll see what Angela wants to do, but you know, we really are steering clear from the digital age for our children, because that's the only age they're going to know. We're the last generation that knows the rotary phone, that you actually got to wait for the phone to come around. 8-tracks and LPs and you know, all the stuff that forced us to have to wait for the skipping of the record player. You know, they're putting a dime on. They don't know all that wonderful stuff. They don't know about the foil on top of the antenna. Come on now. Hello, somebody.
And don't move. Don't move.
Don't move. Stay right there.
Try it now.
Courtney B. Vance and Angela Bassett, what are the pros and cons of being being older parents?
The pros is the cons is the pros is the wisdom. Because we've seen a thing or two, and the cons is that because we've seen a thing or two, you know, the I just had knee replacement surgery, so you can't run around with him right now. Even though you've seen a thing or two, so I'm in the gym getting myself back together so I can get out there and run again.
And not to mention run after the wifey too, because I can't keep up with her.
I gotta
tell you, that was a great shout out when you won the Emmy. To your lovely bride. And
you
guys are a magnificent couple.
Thank you.
Yeah, good morning.
I will.
All right.
Love you guys.
We'll see you this weekend in
Office Christmas Party. It looks really funny.
Thank you. Have
Merry
fun.
Christmas
All right,
to
Courtney
you.
B. Vance. Got to be there at the top. You got 3 minutes to make it there on time.